Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 1, 1806. Trading goods and services. The party is trading for food and other goods with the items the expedition brought along for that purpose, as well as items the men consider to be of little value or not necessary at this time. These items, knitting pins, fish hooks, cast of garments, tin boxes, and the like, were quite valuable to the Indians. Of course, the medical services of the captains were of great value and in constant demand by both members of the corps and Indians. When Bratton had an attack of the rheumatism, the captains sweated it out of him. The same treatment was successfully performed on an Indian chief a few days later. Olin Wheeler wrote, "In treating their patients, these unlicensed doctors used laudanum, cathartics, harmless eye water, and they rubbed the rheumatic with volatile liniment." Captain Clark writes about a routine day at Camp Chepunish.
Late in the evening, Charbonneau and Lepage returned, having made a broken voyage. They ascended the river on this side, nearly opposite to the village 8 miles above us. Here, their lead horse, who had on him their stock of merchandise, fell into the river from the side of a steep cliff and swam over. They saw an Indian on the opposite side, whom they prevailed on to drive their horse back again to them. In swimming, the horse lost a dressed elk skin of Lepage's and several small articles, and their paint was destroyed by the water. We begin to feel some anxiety with respect to Sergeant Ordway and party, who were sent to Lewis's River for salmon. We have received no intelligence of them since they set out. We desire Drewyer to make some inquiry after the Twisted Hair. The old man has not been good as his word with respect to encamping near us, and we fear we shall be at a loss to procure guides to conduct us by the different routes we wish to pursue from Traveler's Rest to the waters of the Missouri. Captain William Clark, June 1, 1806.
The village 8 miles above camp was opposite present-day Kuskia in Idaho County, Idaho. According to ethnographic investigations, this village was formerly located on both sides of the Middle Fork of the Clearwater. Abandoned house pits were photographed on the north side of the river in the 1890s. More recent archaeological investigation indicates that this village was occupied from 700 years ago to the time Lewis and Clark passed through. Evidence of the portion of the village on the south side of the river was destroyed by construction of a lumber mill in the early 20th century. Tomorrow, the wretched trip over the Rockies.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.